Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's the long hello. All right, you hear the stories about the long goodbye. Nah, not saying goodbye. It's hello. It's hello. It's 7 after the hour, and it's Friday, July 15th. The Ides of July are upon us for a hot time in the old town tonight. Call Doug.
It's going to be hot.
Hot child in the city.
Yeah, hot town. Who did that? Who did that sound? That town is higher. No, I was thinking of a different version of it. Anyway, hot child, hot time, hot around the country. Southwest is warm and humid, and the Midwest is warm and more humid, and the East Coast is, so get someplace where the water is wet and warm, and it'll cool you right off. Things happening today, brought to you in this portion of the program by O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly. Here to keep your car on the road with all the right parts. Advice also from their professional parts people and their free loaner tool program. No need to purchase a tool if you're only going to use it once, right? Your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store has more than 80 specialty tools available to rent for your next repair. Refundable deposit required at the time of rental. So why not be a smart cookie and stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and ask about their free loaner tool program. Or you can go to OOOO'ReillyAuto.com. Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen with the story about Ivana Trump. Excuse me. Every time I say, whenever I bring up Trump, I always choke on it. It's not that I feel I'm not a Trump hater. I don't hate anything. The rumor yesterday was that he was going to renounce, he was going to run for presidency. And then Ivana died and he decided not to do it. At any rate, she was only 73. So is there some new story about she fell down the stairs? But what happened?
No, there's suspicion of, well, the police received a call about cardiac arrest, and there's been no official cause given. Of course, the medical examiner is going to do their thing, and they'll release more information. But, it's heartbreaking. She was so young. She was actually packing to go to Saint-Tropez for the weekend and had a lot of plans of doing different things. And her children released a beautiful statement. Donald Trump released a wonderful statement. Even though their divorce was so highly publicized, and she even has this amazing cameo in the film The First Wives Club, where she's like, don't get mad, get everything. And their divorce.
She did, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, but they always remained close after the divorce. And she even got married to her fourth husband at Mar-a-Lago. Donald Trump's sister recited over the ceremony. He was in attendance. They seem to have always continued a friendship.
Why not? That's a very intelligent way to look upon a relationship that doesn't really, maybe that's her legacy in part, the legacy of the three children, but I always have liked, by the way, the two boys, one way or another, but Ivanka always has impressed me. And early on in the Trump White House, she was pretty influential, but then she kind of, for whatever the reason, she seemed to have lost her grip on her dad and seemed to disappear. That's a different discussion. This is about Ivana. This is about her life, the link that she had to Donald Trump. I think when she was a model. She was a Czech. She was born in Czechoslovakia. Married a guy.
Yeah, was she married?
Germany. But she married somebody to get out of Czechoslovakia.
She was formerly a model, and she married him, where Donald Trump, and then she became an author and a businesswoman, has a cosmetics line. She started making her own money well within her own right too.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it's sad because it's her. It's sad because you're 73. It's sad because she had a vibrant life. So you know, you think about the essence of all of our lives and how important it is each day to question what you're going to do with that day, and that helps you, that helps the world, helps your family. The fact that we're kind of brought up short now. Used to be, when I was a kid, 73 was kind of old. Now I look upon it, especially because I'm beyond that, thinking, listen, you keep going as long as you can, and you enjoy all of the time. It's too bad, but it is something that brings us up short, thinking about reality and thinking about life.
Absolutely, and I loved the statement that Ivanka Trump said on her mother, that she was so wickedly funny. And I think a lot of times when we remember people after they pass, it's they were so kind or they did all of this stuff. And she pointed out some of the other kind of humanity side of her mom, who she, like she said, wickedly funny. I like the way she worded that.
Some of the pictures of the two of them when they got married, Trump looks like Trump, but he looks different. You know, that youthful is, we change a lot, obviously, as we age. Some more.
Well, especially when you become the president. 4 years, it's like you age 14 years. And if you have two terms in that 8 years, good grief, that's three decades.
Look at George Bush, how old he looked. Look at Obama, how he aged. I can remember you know, who didn't seem to age. Clinton didn't really seem to age because of that. He aged maybe because of the Zippergate or whatever people want to call it. Okay, 13 past the hour. The situation with marijuana and what happened. Pretty good marijuana story, actually, right after this.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Wendy's new Strawberry Frosty is here. So check your watch. Is it Frosty time yet? It probably is. The hour hand would be on, I'm feeling snacky. And the minute hand would be on, relaxing with a rich, creamy Strawberry Frosty on a summer day, just digging into that smooth, chilly deliciousness and vibing. You know, depending on what kind of watch you have. When it's time for Frosty time, choose wisely. Choose Wendy's Frosty in classic chocolate or new strawberry.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. Okay, easy now. You're teaching your kid how to parallel park. Ouch! Turns out he likes to do it by feel. Don't worry, eBay Motors has bumpers, taillights, trunk lids, license plate holders, 122 million parts. Pull up just a little bit. And headlights. They've got lots of headlights. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
Thanks, everyone, for baking your way here on this toasty morning. Are you all ready to jam? Excellent. Before we get rolling, let's start by hashing out everything bagel we'll be discussing. Profit margins are okay, but they could maybe be butter. Sorry, I don't mean to waffle. Next quarter, it's all or muffin. Did you have a question, Sausage Patty?
My name's Patricia.
When you can't take your mind off breakfast, it matters where you stay. Delicious breakfast available at our Hilton family of brands. Hilton, for the stay.
All right, here we are, 15 after the hour on the 15th. How about them apples? So, police in a Colombian drug city were forced to reassure the public after a lot of marijuana was incinerated, and it left a big cloud over the city. This is Medellin. Well, it's actually outside of Medellin in a town called Belo. The smell of marijuana. People who listen to me regularly know that on my farm I have a permit to grow cannabis, and I haven't really put the building up yet because I haven't found the right partners to do it, and I'm not sure we may get it done, may not get it done, but one of the things that I was, when I was underscoring what I wanted or would find acceptable when somebody came to me with a plan, I don't want to smell the stuff. I don't want to, sometimes when you grow it outside or inside, and there, you know, there's a smell that comes at the harvesting time, and I don't, there's something about, well, there's a lot about it. I just don't like the, I don't like it period.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the smell of it. Jay, are your headsets up high? I can hear myself coming back in somehow or other. Maybe.
No, I'm very low.
Somewhere, you, James, see if you can check that out.
Yeah, I hear. I can hear an echo on my voice too.
Okay. All right. Anyway, meanwhile, back at the mayor's office, clarifying the vapor isn't a fire. But the stuff, if you dry it out, it'll burn just like wood or just like anything else, dried weeds. It'll burn.
And it's this controlled burn, but it got windy and that smoke starts infiltrating the city going overhead. And people, of course, you see smoke and you're thinking, okay, something is burning. Something is on fire. Is it supposed to be, or what's going on? So I guess an apartment building and maybe another building or a city block had to actually be evacuated because the smoke was so thick in one area.
Yeah. All right, here's the announcement for a new hotline, 988, similar to 911, apparently. If you're seeking support during a mental health problem, emotional crisis, you can now dial 988 to connect to a nationwide support network. The transition to the three-digit number, it probably will increase, I'm guessing, access to the National Suicide Prevention Line. And this got to be a good move. The move, let's see, like $300 million in federal funds to put this together. The trained counselors at the other end available over phone, or you can send them a text, or you can chat with them, if you will. So one wonders, do you know anybody, I'm not asking for names, obviously, who has contemplated suicide, Jay? Or any, I do, and I'm appalled at the reason for it. I'm not going to talk about the person, but I just wonder, there's so many people who have farmers, for example, and vets who are dying at their own hands.
It's not something that anybody has discussed where I can't say that I know of anybody who has been contemplating it, but I have known people who have died by it.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of people are concerned about money now. We're going into a bit of a recession, it would seem. And there are a lot of people who are concerned because they can't pay their debts. People live paycheck to paycheck. Maybe they've lost their job, whatever the circumstances. And I was looking at the story of a couple of young mothers, a couple of people who have college debt. And there's a big, and I don't want to say this is liberal versus conservative or liberal versus right wing or left wing or whatever, but there is a considerable effort on the left to figure out a way to pay off the debts that college students have. Now, there's a new wrinkle on that. There's a report from Washington today that's in a couple of national newspapers. The suggestion that because of youngsters getting into trouble when they're young, and oftentimes if they have violated the laws, they break into somebody's home or they do something, they end up on probation, but the judges will assess them a fine that's equivalent to paying back whatever it is that they stole. And I'm looking at the story of one young woman who she stole $60,000. Judge said you have to restitution. You'll go to jail for 6 months and you'll owe $60,000. And so when she got out of jail, she didn't have any way to pay the $60,000. So what do we do about that? She became a thief again and went back to jail again.
Yeah, it's a cycle.
So, you kind of wonder about, and a lot of people getting in trouble because of drugs, and they go to jail, and they've, become thieves. And
that's something that people have been saying about the juvenile court system, of how some kids are going to school or going to jail for a lot less than becoming hardened criminals.
Yeah, that's it. The jail's a great place to learn how to be a better crook. But it's 21 after the hour.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
The biggest problems involved with man-made glucose in products because of the deleterious effect that they have on normal human physiology. And blocking calcium assimilation into the system is one of the most important. The key for your body to absorb calcium from your diet is the presence of vitamin D.
All Good Day Health podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 after the hour now here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Friday, Jay and I will celebrate the kiss. Chris Hemsworth kisses Natalie Portman. What did he do to prepare for that kiss? Right after this.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
All right, I thought this was kind of cute, Jay. The fact that if she's a vegan and he eats meat, he changed. Chris Hemsworth stopped eating meat before he kissed Natalie Portman.
Yeah. He eats meat like every half hour to, especially during filming, to keep the muscle mass up and all of that. And that's part of his work regimen. And he stopped for just in preparation of the kiss so that she would know that he had a vegan mouth at the time. That's just chivalry at its best.
I think they're cute together, seeing some of the promo pictures and that sort of stuff. But she's really done some amazing things with her body, which shows you that you can do it if you want to. It's a look and it's a feel. There's nothing better than strength. I have great respect for strength and that look in men and women. That's good.
Oh, Oh, totally. And a lot of, I think a lot of times the vegan diet gets a bad name of you can't be a true professional athlete if you're vegan, or you can't have an incredible amount of muscle mass if you're vegan. And she's proving that that's not true. And there are other athletes, professional athletes, who do subscribe to a vegan diet.
She went vegan about 20 years ago, apparently, and it seems to have served her well. She likes it, and yada, yada. Okay, Brad Pitt says he has, let's see if I can pronounce this, prosopagnosia. It's a rare disorder that causes face blindness. And one wonders what would bring that on. Very rare, apparently. It's when people do not recognize faces. He hasn't been officially diagnosed, but you think about it's usually present when you're born, and it will usually stick with you for most of your life. He says, nobody believes me.
Yeah, they think he's just being rude or doesn't want to talk to people. A lot of there are people who have said that how they have this, that they struggle with this, and what they do is whenever they're with people, they can recognize clothing. So if they're with somebody and then they leave the room and they come back, they have to pay attention to the clothing because they can't tell. Everybody's face looks like a stranger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, well, anyway, hopefully that's not going to get in the way of his, well, it wouldn't get in the way of his movie career, it'd just get in the way of his real life. 28 after the hour now, speaking of real life on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here is tonight's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Ford dealers across the country now have access to state-of-the-art remote viewing technology, allowing them to receive real-time assistance for customer repairs from team members at the Ford Technical Assistance Center in Dearborn. The two-way hands-free electric headset, known as See What I See, allows for both visual and audio communications between dealership technicians and team members at the Technical Assistance Center. For more automotive news stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You're not required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief Hotline now. Call 800-279-1717. 800-279-1717. That's 800-279-1717.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden in the Middle East says he wants to still negotiate a nuclear deal with terror-sponsoring Iran.
I continue to believe that diplomacy is the best way to achieve this outcome.
Israeli Prime Minister Yair Lapid on the same stage was blunter.
Diplomacy will not stop them. The only thing that will stop Iran is knowing that if they continue to develop their nuclear program, the free world will use force.
Economic growth in China slowed sharply last quarter, with the economy expanding only 0.4% from a year ago. Lockdowns in major cities that lasted much more than 3 months were to blame, said the communist government. President Trump announced the death of his ex-wife Ivana. She died in her New York City home and may have fallen down the stairs. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
The political bias from the Department of Justice regarding harassment of Supreme Court justices and Merrick Garland's unwillingness to enforce the law led to an attempted assassination of one of the conservative justices. Republican Representative Jim Jordan on Newsmax says this blind eye by Merrick Garland is an impeachable offense.
The main thing is we gotta take our message to the American people, not get overconfident, but campaign in a confident way, win back the majority. If the country gives us the majority in the House, I think everything should be on the table. When it comes to the Attorney General, just go back to this issue. You have a statute on the book that says if protesters are at Supreme Court justices' homes trying to impact and influence a decision, that is against the law. 18 U.S.C. Section 1507, and he refuses to prosecute any of these protesters. Yep. Confirming something that I think is very scary, we now have one of the key agencies in the executive branch joining in the effort to intimidate a separate and equal branch of government, the judicial branch.
As the media continues their attacks on President Trump, it's business as usual for President Trump. His decision about another presidential bid, Trump said, will happen between Labor Day and the midterm elections. Hong Kong stock market fell 2% as tech stocks declined, and Asian markets were mixed as China's gross domestic product missed expectations. China's GDP grew 0.4% in the second quarter, as compared with 4.8% in the first quarter. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stephens Good Day Show.
I thought an appropriate item of interest and import would be the conversation about space agriculture, which is boldly going where no one has grown before. And you can groan about that as we listen to
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Four after the hour now on the Daily Report from the Doug Stephan Good Day program. I'm Doug. Jay Kirshner is here. We're in the middle of the month of July, and there's always good news. There's always bad news. There's always good news. So why not start the half hour out with the story about a Van Gogh self-portrait that's been found hidden behind another painting. This sounds like the Thomas Crown Affair. Did you ever see that movie? There have been two versions of it.
Yeah, the recent one. I saw the remake, not the original.
Yeah, well, Steve McQueen was in the original, and Pierce Brosnan was in the remake. And it was really, both of them were well done. Both of them were enjoyable. And pretty much, it's obvious, it's the same story. But you wonder whether these things can really happen. Can you really get away with something like that? It made for a great movie. So anyway, the Van Gogh self-portrait that's been discovered behind another of his paintings in the National Gallery of Art in Scotland. So who would be looking First of all, who's looking behind? I'm guessing it's in the same frame, right?
Yes, it's actually glued to the back. So Van Gogh, a lot of times he would use the same canvases, just turn them around.
Yeah.
This one, for some reason, was glued to the back of the other one. It's the head of a peasant woman. That's the portrait that they found it behind. They were x-raying that photo, that picture, ahead of an upcoming exhibition. And I'm not
to make sure it was authentic, that it was the real thing.
That might be it, but yeah. That's how they found this other portrait, the self-portrait, and they believe it's from the beginning of his career because, as we know, he famously cut off one of his ears, so any of his self-portraits, he kind of hid his ear. And this one, the ear is clearly there. So they know that this happened ahead of time. And now they're just trying to figure out how do they get this picture out? How do they get this painting out without damaging
the self-portrait
or the peasant woman? Yes, the head of a peasant woman.
So do we know how much this is worth? 20, 30, 40 million bucks probably, if not more.
Oh, it has to be worth so much. I'm not sure that they've had the opportunity to gauge that at the moment.
You ever think this may be true for almost anything or anybody in any field? What makes one person more popular? What makes one radio host more popular than another? What makes one artist more popular than another? What makes one, you know what I'm saying? There's a why. I look at Van Gogh and I don't get anything out of it. I don't, most of the stuff that's worth a lot of money, nah, this stuff does nothing. I'd rather look at a picture of my dog. As a matter of fact, I much prefer looking at a picture of my dog or my grandchildren or something. I don't see, this is what makes the world go round, right? Mm. Everybody has different tastes, different feelings, different thoughts about things.
People, they're not famous during what should be the height of their career, and then they find fame after their death, or after their death, or even with movies. How many movies flopped when they hit the theater, and then they became these cult classics after they went to
Rocky Horror Picture Show? That comes to mind immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Speaking of movies and celebrities, Joan Collins, who was an actress, her sister wrote a lot of books. She was quite the star as Alexis on Dynasty. She has a pinched nerve in her leg, and so she's gone to her. She was airlifted to the hospital. I tell you the story because I think there are a lot of people. Do you know who Joan Collins is, or am I talking to people that are older than you?
No, I know who Joan Collins is.
Yeah, because you were a fan of hers, or because your father?
No, I never watched Dynasty, but there's just some people that you know. They're so famous that you don't have to have seen any of their works. You still know who they are, and how she is famous for constantly wearing heels. She thinks it's a travesty that anybody leaves the house in jeans and a t-shirt.
That's pretty funny, isn't it? In a manner of speaking. All right. Speaking of celebrity, Kevin Spacey was in the courtroom yesterday in England because there are a number of charges against him over there still when he was director of the Old Vic 17 years ago. And so he's just coming to trial now on some of these charges. And instead of having, they went into court. This is kind of like, it sounds like the American justice system. They have a hearing and nothing happens except setting a trial date for a year from now. So, you know, the old business about swift justice, these alleged incidents took place, and I call them alleged. Now, oftentimes I'll say if I think the guy's guilty, I don't know. With the last thing that he went through, I thought he'd been jobbed around. You know, is there something to his being a predator? I don't know. But what the point here is that he goes into the Old Bailey, and he has a hearing, and basically the hearing is just to set a date for a hearing, which is next year. So by the time they have a hearing, never mind whether they come out, however the trial, how long it lasts, but it'd be 18 years from the event to when he actually is first heard, or the trial is first heard in court. So it seems to me that's kind of a, I don't know. How do you, it's just a chance for more people to take shots at him. And no matter what, I think he's a brilliant actor. If he's
Yeah. I was going to ask, what happens to his career? Does it go on hold? Does he have hiatus until things? Is he going to be able to keep working?
I think he's done a few things, but nothing serious. Kind of like we were talking yesterday about Armie Hammer, and now being a concierge down in some place in the Caymans, because that's where his family went, and he wanted to be with his family. So he's working, he's selling time in a timeshare or something, too. And here's a guy that was easily making $4, $5, $6 million a picture. He had 7 projects in the pipeline when all this came, and they all evaporated. And as I've said a couple of times, he and my son were very good friends, and he just disappeared. And but my son said that he spent all of his money. And he came from a family of money, but he never really, he didn't lavish himself based on that. He just, he had some bad habits, shall we say. Too bad, because he's a good actor. I enjoyed him. And the last thing he was in was the Death on the Nile movie that came out. Was that earlier this year? It was a pretty good movie, actually. So, anyway, it's too bad. You feel bad. I feel bad for him, even if he's never been, he's been accused, but never been charged. And that is the same sort of thing with Chris Noth and so many of the other people who have had the same charges. Okay, if the guy's guilty of something, throw the book at him. But give him his day in court. Give him the time to, you know, he ruined Chris Noth's career is over, as far as I can see. And so is Armie Hammer's. And so maybe, you know, you asked about Kevin Spacey. Maybe he didn't seem to be too active in the, and playing any roles.
And he's been pretty active, especially even this year. He has a movie that already came out this year. There's 2 more coming out. There's another movie that's in production at the moment. So you always wonder, who decides who has to go, who has to put their career on hold during these things? Like, look at Brad Pitt. Dior pulled their ad that was running that featured him. And as soon as the court hearings ended, they started putting them back on TV.
Back again. Yep, there you go. Forever Chemicals, what do we do about them? We'll talk about that after these words here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. 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 Reese's.
When flying insects show up in your home, how do you get rid of them? Hopelessly clapping every single one? Aimlessly swatting back and forth? Hanging fly strips in your living room? Ew, ew, ew. Instead, try Zevo Traps. Zevo uses light, not odor or chemical insecticides, to attract and trap bugs, working continuously so you don't have to. Zevo. People friendly. Bug deadly. Now at a store near you.
Wendy's new Strawberry Frosty is here, so check your watch. Is it Frosty time yet? It probably is. The hour hand would be on, I'm feeling snacky. And the minute hand would be on, relaxing with a rich, creamy Strawberry Frosty on a summer day, just digging into that smooth, chilly deliciousness and vibing. You know, depending on what kind of watch you have. When it's time for Frosty time, choose wisely. Choose Wendy's Frosty in classic chocolate or new strawberry.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy.
So I was looking at an overview of certain cancers. Don't ask me why. This is one of those things that when you're looking around, as I acknowledge every day, of 14 or 15 different sources that I look at during the program and also during the day to see kind of what's going on, to see what people are saying, what they're doing, what they're thinking, and what the actual facts are. So I came across the story of a fellow named Tom Kennedy, Jay. who has been fighting cancer that started in his breast and has spread to his spine. He's had 85 chemotherapy treatments.
Wow.
He was 5 years ago discovered to have had it. The struggle, he says, is endless, and he's tired of it. He doesn't want to do it anymore. So he's given up his story of his family, his children, that sort of thing. He said, "I think it's time to let death take me so my family can move on." And the reason that he has the illness that he has is because in the part of California where he lives, there has been and continues to be pollution by these forever chemicals. They're called PFAS. You've heard about them. So harmful. They're in the water. They're getting in the food. You know, one of the things that we learn if you're listening to the American Family Farmer Program or our farm food and family daily reports is how stuff that gets into the soil, once it's there, it's almost impossible to get it out. And some of this stuff is part of what we're using for so-called fertilizer. The public health people have been warning for 20-odd years. I remember when this first came out. I remember talking about it on the air, and I can remember talking about it with my farmer friends who don't really, some do and some don't, get what's going on, what they're putting on the soil. And this is something that's been discussed with the likes of DuPont and Bayer and Monsanto and all of this crap that's in the environment. So now this one story of this one fellow who's trying to survive and who's not going to survive and he's given up is because no one has taken the cries of this pollution seriously. The toxins are ripping through the food and the families and cutting short lives. And, you know, you can sue. Look at Monsanto Bayer that owns Monsanto, put aside $5.5 billion to pay people off who are dying because of the chemicals that they have sold to get rid of weeds or to make things grow better, you know, stuff like that. So at what point do we wake up to this stuff and think, all right, it's time for us to change our evil ways? Because these people, these companies, are evil. That bottom line is they are just damned evil. And yet, what are we doing?
And people are going to get cancer, but when it is in a specific area and multiple people are getting it, like you hear stories of children who all go to the same school and then three of them have brain cancer. And there's something going on, and who's going to do something about it?
We don't have any leadership to do much of anything about anything. So here's a thought, and this is not meant to be sort of ghoulish, but because term provider is a way for you to get insurance no matter what your health condition, you call 800-230-2777 and you get the best shot at the best rate for a term life insurance policy. So do what a lot of other people have done. Call 800-230-2777 if you've been trying to get something that will help you perhaps at the end of the line, help people pay off expenses, that sort of thing. This is the place to go, and this is the number to call. 800-230-2777. 10 before the hour.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Bum, 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 bum. I just love that. I always have 53 past the hour, 7 before the new hour on Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Time for a farm, family, and food. The connection to National French Fry Day, which we actually missed the other day. How can you? How did I miss this, Jay? National French Fry Day. Right.
Potatoes are so good in any way, shape, or form, but a French fry? Ooh.
The average American eats 30 pounds of French fries a year. The average.
That sounds
like a lot of potatoes. You eat a lot of fries, French fries. Why do they call them French fries? They didn't come from France, right?
I don't believe they originated in France, but they didn't the French make them a little bit more famous with their home frites?
Belgians actually the first ones to do the frying the way that we, you know, they fried them in a regular fry pan. And then the frying the oils, the cook the oil the way it's done now. I actually will admit to liking French fries. And there are some really good little places that you can go. Oftentimes people, there's an argument I know that has transpired in the past year. McDonald's and Burger King, our fries are better than McDonald's. And people I know who have tasted them said that's baloney. The French fries that come out of McDonald's are much better than the Burger King French fries. But it is, it's become a staple. And potatoes are really, the skins are what's good for you. The meat, the pulp of the plant, not good for you. It didn't hurt you, kind of, but I guess it's because it's starchy. It adds to your waistline a little bit. But anyway, potatoes were cut in all sorts of shapes and sizes and then fried. But as to, this is back in the 1700s, by the way, how the French fries came to America, there are a couple of different versions of that story. The more popular one is that Thomas Jefferson brought them back when he visited France. He was the ambassador to France, spent a lot of time there, and went on to serve potatoes in the French manner when he became a president. How about that? potatoes in a French manner. Anyway.
It's a wonderful contribution.
Yeah, I mean, yes, exactly. All right, the story of a rare orange lobster on the Farm, Family, and Food Report after this.
Stress. It never seems to end when you owe money to the IRS. What about the years of unfiled tax returns? Have you tried another tax service and gotten nowhere? Then you need Tax Alliance. Why? Years of being A-plus rated with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints sets them apart. Call 800-624-9275. That's 800-624-9275. Don't wait until the IRS attacks your wages, bank account, your home or pension, and even your Social Security check. Tax Alliance specializes in IRS tax relief programs, including the Fresh Start Initiative, which can finally free yourself from IRS debt. Their tax professionals can file returns, fight the IRS to substantially lower your IRS debt, or possibly even have it forgiven. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call 800-624-9275. That's 800-624-9275.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
All right, so Jay, there's a story floating around today about an orange lobster who is rescued by a red lobster. So the staff at a red lobster restaurant, this is in Hollywood, Florida, they opened their lobster shipment and they realized one of the lobsters was not like any other lobster. In New England, we call them lobsters. Lobsters. The shell of most lobsters, as you probably know, is kind of a brownish, well, it's red after it's cooked. It's kind of green before you cook them.
They're always red. They're always red before they're cooked, but they're not red pre-cooked.
Believe those damn cartoons. Anyway, so they found a bright orange lobster, and apparently one in 30 million. The fact that they don't survive because of the color of their shell. That's really what the deal is. There are a lot of them, but they don't survive.
They can't hide. Predators are like, oh, I see you.
It's easy. Let's go.
Flashing sign of, hey, I'm right here.
Yep. So anyway, they rescued this lobster. They named it Cheddar. So they found her a good home. What's a good home for a lobster?
In this case, Ripley's Aquarium in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, that's where Cheddar went.
Mm-hmm.
And this has happened before with, what was it, a blue lobster that was found at a red lobster in Ohio. Then found a
went to the Akron Zoo. Yeah. All right. Something to chuckle about. Enjoy your lobster this weekend. 59 past the hour. This is the Doug Stephan Good Day program.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.